This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You know Dasher and Dancer, but did you know the most famous reindeer of all was created right here in Chicago? Local historian Sherman Dilla Thomas and WBEZ's Lisa Labas discuss the origin of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So Rudolph, he was not really part of Santa's original lineup of reindeer. When did Rudolph make his first appearance?
The world gets the awesome Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the late 1930s, around 38, 39. He's a product of a gentleman by the name of Robert May, who was like a copywriter and a newspaper writer, that sort of thing, from New York. Came to Chicago to kind of write for the Montgomery Ward catalog, right? And he's the guy who created it.
So Robert May, he was a copywriter. You said he worked for Montgomery Ward, and he had dreams of becoming this great novelist. But how did he come up with the idea for Rudolph?
I always thought that maybe he had a cold and his nose was red. He walked past a mirror or something and saw himself. But no. A little sadder than that, actually. He was always considered like an outcast by himself, right? Kind of like how Rudolph was. But he was a super smart guy. He skipped a couple grades as a child. And I think it just was a culmination of his storytelling skills and a little bit of his personal life. And he probably did feel, you know, a little by himself, right? A New York guy moving to Chicago for a job. So the inspiration, they say, comes from a little bit of his real life.
All right. So he comes up with this coloring book with the story of Rudolph in it, and the book launches in 1939. What did customers think about it?
Oh, they loved that book. So at first, Montgomery Ward, during the holiday season, he would kind of like outsource different coloring books, right? He always thought, get the kids in to get the parents to spend the money. But in 1939, he decided to, hey, I need to probably like launch something in-house just to be cheaper. And that thing went on to sell millions of copies in its first year, in a total of up to 6 million by 1946.
And then the success of Montgomery Ward's Rudolph campaign, it then went and spurred some competition among other Chicago retailers. I know that Marshall Field's had, what, Uncle Mistletoe?
That's such a terrible name for a character. The character was just a very ugly character, but absolutely, that was one example. But Chicago merchants and Chicago sales titans, if you will, they were always in competition with each other. But that the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer certainly was game changing. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not like a cute little furry reindeer?
Clearly, we're still talking about him, you know, almost 100 years later. So we definitely still love it.
So, I mean, he kind of, you know, blew up after the coloring book. There's a book, there's, you know, there's a song. So I'd like to talk a little bit about the song, because Rudolph's commercial success didn't really, you know, end with that coloring book.
Absolutely. So one of the cool things that happened is that in 1947, he gave the rights to Robert May. So, you know, it's like I work for a company, right? If I write something on their time with their equipment, it belongs to them. So same thing with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It belonged to the Montgomery Ward Company, but he gave the rights to Robert May in 1947. And that really became Robert May's Christmas miracle, if you will. He wrote the lyrics to the famous song we all like singing right about 1947. And then the gentleman Gene Autry sung the song. The cool claymation movie came out in like 1964. And, you know, that thing set Robert May off for the rest of his life. And, you know, now I got to buy that book for my kids every year.
Right. Yep. We have a copy. We have a couple copies at our house, too. Do you have any favorite Chicago holiday traditions, Sherman?
Oh, I absolutely do. I don't care if it's negative 15 wind chill and I'm taking the kids to see the windows at what we now call Macy's, but the former Marshall Field State Street store. We check out the lights on Michigan Avenue. And then if I can find one, or if ComEd isn't working me too much, we also go like South Shore Culture Center or DuSable Museum to celebrate Kwanzaa.
All right. Well, Sherman, we want to wish you and your family a very, very happy holiday season. Thank you so much, Dilla.
Happy holidays, Lisa.
Thanks.